Good evening, Pearl High School. Congratulations and welcome to your appearance here in the Hattiesburg Regional. My name is Mark Metz from Muhlenberg, Pennsylvania. Actually, I moved. West Point, Pennsylvania. How appropriate to your show. Honor and pleasure to be here with you, Reed Green Coliseum. You know the venue, you know the vantage point. Let me just keep listening. Wondering about the payoff of that development getting to that last mass. I wasn't sure what the mass was. Part of it's about how the performers defined it, but part of it is just about the number of relationships and the geometry of it. So let's see where this goes. Good strong focus to the snare soloist. Appreciate the tie-in and use of the floor. Yeah, a little force transitionally. Get that solo snare back into the mix, if you will. Good control of emphasis with the tenors. Performers pretty inconsistent backstage relative to form clarity. Just making sure that you're watching one another. And clear about intent. Especially in those linear relationships. Again, this is reasonably logical. Yeah, big gap basis in terms of your understanding of where you were just headed. Was it supposed to break in the sense of two? Yeah, really breaking down in terms of clarity here, even in terms of staying a step. Little hard to understand that last form. Part of it's about an opportunity for negative space between the five in the front and the bases in the back. Part of it's about performers being clearer about their sets. Yeah, false start again in terms of people, literally people just not initiating together. So what the clue was, what the cue is to get that started didn't quite work. So I'm trying to understand the intent of the last development. Really, big question mark for me from the standpoint of the orchestration of events through time. I think you're trying to go for something lighter with the sequential development, not a strong manipulation of space, really kind of challenging effort that I think you're going for there, but just not enough information being demonstrated by the performers just to really get a good sense of what you're going for. Okay, with the development of visual tension in the rotation, reflective of the sound qualities we're hearing in the keyboards. Works from the standpoint of when you get to the end of that idea, you bring the snares into focus following the tenor moment. But again, questionable transitional quality. The inversion of the form threw itself, yes, but performers highly inconsistent in their understanding of what direction they're going, of keeping the form intact, of making the form hit before it travels downstage, and then keeping it intact as you move. So a lot of inconsistency in that regard. So interesting in the beginning of that phrase about the counter motion.
Fame is fleeting, but obscurity is forever.
Okay, I kind of get the idea of where you're going from a programmatic standpoint and bringing all the performers on the stage, letting them have their moment of fame, if you will. But very, very awkward. Very, very awkward design team in the transition of getting just the last 10 seconds, getting the front ensemble performers out there to make that happen. And you had an interesting idea going with the counter motion, one person shifting left, the next person right, then left, then right. And then you didn't, you had a break in your own logic at that point by not following that same motif to finish that idea out before you have the awkward transition getting folks onto the stage. So an interesting concept, but I think you might be trying to do too many things at one time there. You got two or three ideas going on and didn't really have an opportunity to fully develop and finish any of those. So many positive moments, Pearl. Some questions about the connection of events through time, that quality of transition, horizontal orchestration, however you want to say it. Performers have moments when they were reasonably well-defined, or at least to the point of being able to fully understand the intent of their efforts. Other times, when there was a lot of trouble understanding the intent and surprising inconsistency in the control of the effort. So let me leave it at that. Wish you the best. Hope my commentary is helpful to you. Good luck now.